Sometimes in the midst of a storm, it's difficult to see just how far you've come, the lessons learned, the victories lost, or determination used to make it through a journey thus far. A time of reflection gives opportunities. It gives a time to think on not only where you've been, also future thoughts and focus on where you want to go from here. Therefore, let's make today one of review. Thank you for joining me, Estra, this September 23rd, 2013, for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and Estra's TV, currently featured on YouTube under Estra's blog. When searching for me, Estra, do not be diverted to another link. My official site is E-S-T-R-A, pronounced Estra, and you can find me on Blogger and also all legitimate links. This is your car accident show, sharing information and concerns that help you, family, friends, community, from an injured person's perspective, meaning the person hurt in a traffic collision. Today's topic will be about the best 213 car accident topics on Talking About You with Estra and Estra's TV. This show is an opportunity for an overview of a car accident experience, showing the trials and tribulations many injured people face. Recognize that going through this process, my blog, radio, and TV program will be here to provide information, encouragement, and advocacy to strengthen you through the process. Enjoy our year in review. During this time, our chat room will be open for questions or your comments, so join me. Also dial 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. In this program, your challenges in dealing with insurance companies, self-insured employers, and coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident are up for discussion. I know firsthand your situation from dealing with companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or view every Wednesday on Estra's TV under YouTube Estra's blog. We are coming to you from Seattle, Washington. Each day, getting up, getting ready, doing daily tasks and running into the unexpected. Feelings of safety and security are common when there are more normal days versus traumatic ones. When do you miss everyday life? When it changes. This change may happen without warning. In an instant, your way of life is no more, or not right now. Your car accident concerns may be the most important daily issues at hand now. So let's talk about you and your car accidents today. Personally, firsthand, I know your situation. I've dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, The Hartford, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. Most people are initially in shock at the scene of a car accident. It comes out of nowhere. They weren't anticipating it. In fact, many don't even see it coming. Once they get over the shock, they begin to be concerned about their home and work life, whether they'll even have a job, whether their home life, the support that they need, whether they'll be there. And most importantly, people begin to worry about their income. Wage loss poses some very serious problems since most people are only one paycheck away from being in serious problems. In fact, most people are in so much debt that even with that paycheck, there's usually a lot of problems. And most importantly, can you really trust the wage loss, disability, or other options that you've had in place to pay when you need them, like after a car accident? Unfortunately, there's no guarantees about that, and some will pay for a small period of time or, you know, a few months, a few weeks, a year or so, depending on the policies you might have in place. But what happens if you're really injured and you go out long term, what can you expect? What can you do? This is the mission of Estra's blog, radio, TV, and book, to provide you with the wisdom, knowledge, and support after a car collision, because when you're out there and you're seeking information and you're trying to find all these different concerns, it's nice where you can go to a single place and say, okay, I'm looking for information regarding attorneys, or I'm looking for medical experiences, or I'm looking for dealing with insurance companies, auto insurance companies, disability companies. It's important to be able to find what you need. And when you're not feeling well, if you are looking for something and you can find it easier, that's saving some of your strength to actually deal with other things in your day, which when injured or sick means a lot. Time and energy are like a valuable commodity. Normally, when you're actually injured or sick, it becomes even more important because usually you have less of those to work with. And also, it's a stressful time, and it's hard to know where to turn. And that's why Estra's blog, radio, TV, and books are available for you to help you through the experience, to learn how to cope from an injured person's perspective. And hopefully, it may help speed up the process of getting you informed and prepared so that when questions and concerns come up, you'll have read about it or you'll have watched the video and know a little bit more. And you'll the questions to ask or the information that you need to find in order to make better decisions. And that's really what it's about when you're in a car accident. The information is here to help you to make your life after a car accident less hectic and more informed, which means that you make the best decisions that you can about being in a car accident and your life going forward. Because it's very important to know exactly what your condition is, what the probabilities are of you going back to work or being able to work, or where you are, or creating a new life for yourself. There's so many ways after a car accident your life can go, and you need to be prepared for that. And the less stress and the more information that you have, the better you'll able to self-care for yourself. So if you're in a car accident, know, just like Senator Johnson, that you have hope of getting back to your old life or starting a new one. Whichever way the path or the journey that you're on takes you, just know that Estra's blog, TV, and radio, and book, the book is called Car Accident by Estra, and it's available at all major bookstores. In fact, make sure that you keep a copy of it in your car because it has a checklist in the back of it so that if you get in a car accident, a lot of times it's really stressful, you're not really thinking about what you need to do. You can pull out the checklist and start getting the information so that when you need to go back, you'll be able to have it and you'll say, this is the information I got at the scene. And also coming out this year is a workbook to go along with that in which you can be able to keep all your documentation together so that you don't have to go around fishing for things and trying to figure out where it goes. It's just a nice place where if you're trying to get a complete view as to what's going on, as you're going through it, it'll be easier for you to be able to see. Remember that you are the most important person in that equation. As parents, most adults do whatever is necessary to protect their children. Even with the best intentions, the unexpected can happen. Parents do not have the foresight to see what will happen 1 minute into the future. Sometimes with multitasking, being single parents, or just being in an economy where families have been stretched to wits' ends, making it difficult to make it financially, these combinations can take their toll. Now, add a car collision to what includes not only you, but your children. Instantly, your lives have changed, adding more tribulations. Where do you go from here? In the news as of late, we've seen this with abductions, bombings, and shooting sprees. Every day seems normal, yet has the opportunity not to be ordinary. This is even more unnerving when it involves children, as many Sandy Hook parents can attest to. Now, you and your family are dealing with personal injuries from a car accident, and many parents feel worse if it turns out to be their fault that caused the collision. First, realize accidents happen daily, on an average about 1,000 plus people in a single day. Blame does nothing but add more problems to a very difficult situation. Although individuals process grief differently, support through this process can make healing possible. Sometimes we may not understand why people behave the way they do while grieving, but your support and understanding through the hardships can be like a soothing ointment to their souls. However, violence or abuse of any kind is not acceptable. If this happens to you, call 911 and get away from the situation. No one deserves to be harassed, intimidated, or abused, regardless of the circumstances. Every person deserves respect. So recognize this is not a privilege, but a right for all people. Taking care of yourself is very important. If you are open to sharing some of your concerns with your children at a level they can understand, this will also help them to open up and share with you. Make sure that your child is examined thoroughly. Sometimes it is taken for granted that children's injuries are not as serious, in my opinion. This is why it's important to communicate with your child on a level that helps them to express their concerns and conditions. If you find it difficult or need help, realize counseling is an option for both of you. There is nothing wrong with needing a little help. Remember, the goal is complete recovery, and making sure your child can move past this event is crucial to their future. If you have friends or family to help on occasion, this may speed up your recovery. If not, try to schedule activities so not overwhelming, and allow for rest between tasks. Remember that you are recovering too and need rest. Prospectively, if you manage things well, things also benefit your children. Realize things may not always go well, so be patient and continue to make the best of a difficult situation. If you or your child needs resources, make sure to seek out assistance. There's no shame in asking for help. In fact, in my opinion, it shows strength to seek out ways to find assistance. Make sure to check insurance policies regarding children and state laws that apply. The key is to pace yourself. Your family will get through this. Stay as supportive of each other as possible. And be patient and caring of each other. Realize this situation could happen to anyone. By keeping you and your child in the forefront of concerns, in my opinion, it will help keep both of you moving towards recovery. May you have a speedy recovery. Both you and your children. You've been in a collision. Now income is dependent on short or long-term group disability policy from an employer or personal injury policy, which is known as PIP, through an auto insurance, or, in my opinion, the best preference of an individual disability policy. Can you be financially secure by trusting in their willingness to replace lost wages? Will these organizations look out for your best interest? How many premiums have you paid for your policy? Did you think there would be a period of time that you would need it? Now here you are with an injury that prevents you from returning to work. How is or how has disability insurance worked out on your behalf? What type of reputation does the insurer have with its insured, meaning the people sick or injured? Are they known as good faith companies by clients? Many people today are still under the impression that corporations' behaviors are similar to past generations, where employers and employees take care of each other. There was a mutual respect and loyalty between the two. But is this true today? Have things changed once corporations began shipping American jobs abroad, when wages began to stagnate for decades, replaced by cheaper labor? Or perhaps when employers began paying less benefits, exporting more of the cost to government programs or their employees. Most people opt into their employer's group disability policies. Employees expect what is included in their benefits because most people don't believe it will be necessary to use. At some point, it will perhaps be decades before this becomes true in specific cases. Yet for many, the time for use comes too soon, way before they are financially stable. In fact, most employees spend their life living paycheck to paycheck, holding their lives and families together on a thread. I suspect many employees do not know that their short-term disability lasts for 3 to 6 months, typically, and there is a waiting list between the short-term disability and the activation of their long-term. How much do you have
have in your savings account? Is it enough to tide you over? Some people find themselves in desperation because they have no savings and too many bills to pay. Although still injured, they attempt to return to work. Some find humiliation because they're not well enough to perform at past levels. They find themselves between a rock and a very hard place to live. The ones who are able to hold on until their long-term disability is hopefully approved, they find some employers attempt to terminate this main source of income after 2 years because of a clause placed in the contract. Remember, the contract was likely written by your employer, who makes sure to include clauses in their best interest, which leaves your needs in a precarious position. However, if you selected an individual disability policy, more options are available that protects your interests. The rules and regulations are determined by your state and will provide a local recourse for bad faith actions through your state commissioner's office or state official. But group disability policies by your employer is governed federally by ERISA rules, which in my opinion have been written in the interest of corporations. This legislation, which was written by Congress, does not allow employees to be compensated for bad faith behaviors by employers and gives no reasons to operate in the best interest of their employees, from my perspective. If taken to court, employees are not compensated for delays, denials, harassment, or intimidation encountered, which may have cost them their way of life due to the financial loss, not to mention the physical and emotional strain that may have been encountered. Please, please write your congressperson and ask them to reform ERISA. In my opinion, the pain and suffering this legislation has caused injured and sick individuals and their families is close to immeasurable. Many companies are aware of this fact and use it to their advantage. If you are disabled right now and receiving short or long-term disability through a group policy, please read your policy carefully. Be prepared for the worst and hope for the best in your employer. Your way of life just might depend on it.
One significant way an accident affects the injured is with pain. The experience can be short or long. Awareness regarding the physical and mental dimensions of pain help keep it in perspective. It is the body's way of saying something is wrong, which by the time is keenly evident by its impact. However, using distractions do not relieve the pain, but may provide a mechanism to endure it, bringing comfort until getting past the most difficult part of suffering. Trauma is unexpected. Neither the body or mind is typically prepared for its entry. Realize somewhere out in this world, others have experienced the same hurt incurred and lived to tell the tale of victory. Not because the outcome may have been what they had expected, but due to their determination in making it to the other side of pain and suffering. Sometimes they did it with help and others did it alone. But no matter how you get there, it requires you not to give up or give in to the pain. Pain can affect everyday living. Your attitude can be less optimistic. It can feel like a heavy burden, sucking away energy. Sometimes it can be an uphill fight to restore or improve, yet it is possible. It really is about finding your way through suffering and pain and eventually ending up on the other side of peace, whether still living with discomfort. Pain, whether short-term or chronic, can cause many to wish for the past or future times without it. Yet, as with most things in life, finding tools that equip you while going through it makes a difference in the quality of the journey. How long have you been dealing with pain? How are the options working out? Are you finding invaluable suggestions to try? Many creative, talented people are searching for solutions, so keep persevering.
When in pain, relief is a never-ending search at times. It's important to learn how to rest in the midst of suffering. Try renewing your mind when still experiencing discomfort. Fortunately, today there are many things to try for finding temporary relief or move towards less pain. Distractions are a great tool when dealing with chronic or intermittent pain. Thankfully, starting in October 2013, more people will be able to sign up for medical services through the Affordable Care Act, which starts in 2014. Learn more by visiting healthcare.gov on the Internet. The number of Americans suffering because of unable to get medical care is tragic and an embarrassment for a first world country. When the least of us is treated with less concern than the greatest of us, in my opinion, we have lost some of our humanity. Everyone is somebody. So if you are unable to afford traditional care, make sure to look into alternative, cheaper options. This is about you. Seek relief and understanding of your condition because this information is priceless to recovery. There is nothing which brings out the irritability like chronic or intermittent pain. It's enough to view everything in the world pessimistically, and today that would be a lot. Yet, before going too ballistic, move over to the other side, the side of determination to keep looking for ways to improve, the side that keeps negative in check and chooses to take higher road against pain or hopelessness after continual suffering. Pain is not the only thing most injured people work through. Many patients could do more regarding their medical concerns if their benefits are paid out by auto insurance, employers, or long-term disability insurance in a timely manner. Unfortunately, this is not so in some cases. For many, getting medical care and also financial benefits due provides transition from chaos to stability and a greater concentration on how to cope with pain, thus improving the quality of life. Stand up for medical and disability benefits. Again, many corporations fight tooth and nail before releasing them to those in need. I wonder if they would act the same way if it was them, or perhaps one of their loved ones. You may hear many suggestions or diagnoses. Some better your life, and some were just a good try. Remember, these are methods to move you forward into better health and a quality of life. Nevertheless, seek out ways by researching new and old information through the internet or trade magazines. Some will apply while others will not. One of the most important things to do, in my opinion, is to keep your spirits up. I admit this is not always an easy thing, but it's crucial in keeping motivated to find the personal answers that are out there waiting to be found. Living daily in pain is no fun. In fact, it's downright discouraging at times. But there are many people in the medical profession who are still looking, and you too must continue the journey with hope and courage in spite of obstacles. Regardless of activity level prior to a car accident, if injured temporarily or permanently, it will normally decrease. Sometimes this means weight gain, weight loss, bodily feature changes, or other side effects from injury. What is the total impact and how can you cope with bodily changes? It is important to recognize the total you is all aspects of your being. Through experiences, self-love is critical to care, understanding, and motivator to stay successful on your journey. All inputs into life are lessons to learn. A new appreciation of where you've been and what the future holds can be greeted with optimism. One cannot see the future, but there is always hope. In today's society, fortunes have been built on the beauty of people. Therefore, from a values perspective, some individuals are conditioned to value only what is seen. But what does this really mean? Does it mean that the other qualities such as kindness, love, wit, maturity, responsibility, emotional and financial stability are not as important? Now, after a car accident, how are you valuing your body? An unexpected bodily injury can boggle the mind. The alarm sounding inside might bring everything from head to toe to alert, causing heart palpitations with a mind screaming and looking for the next exit sign. Fortunately, healthcare professionals are usually available to those seeking relief. In fact, healthcare professionals likely have seen what you are experiencing before. Yet, this is very new to your body and mind, and perhaps the body does not know how to process information received in a car accident. Not all bodies react the same or provide the same signs. Thankfully, medical community is good at diagnosing most injuries. However, there is still a great deal of discoveries awaiting for them. We must thank the medical industry for how far we've come and their continued research into understanding injuries we do not. Congress must stop defunding programs which push these answers further into the future, allow our country to continue to be first in the world for new inventions. All of us working together bring rise to new technologies that bring answers to pain and suffering for millions of people. After being injured in a car accident, body composition may change due to loss of limbs, weight gain or loss, replacements, medical conditions. This list is endless. However, the core qualities and personality traits have not changed. The same heart beats in most cases, and if a new one, there will soon be a mind and heart meld, which may restore you back to whom you've always been. There is no doubt about it. You are special, unique, and bring value to our world. Regardless of the transition your body has made, love your body, and it will love you back. Respect it, and it will respect you. Your perspective of you decides how it looks and feels. Yes, the pain and suffering may or may not go away, and it may have been transformed because of what you've been through. Life is constantly changing, and it will continue to change, and you must do the same. Self-acceptance and self-love brings its own healing. Other people will accept you if you accept you. Will some people be mean because of their perceptions? Maybe. Life has a way of bringing it back to them. Yet, this is nothing you need to internalize. Everyone has a skill set and a body set. It is the whole package which decides where you go from here. It's really up to you. And that's why we're here today, talking about you with me. As I've always said, you are the most important person in this equation. Therefore, realize we are all on a journey that has lessons we all need to learn in order to get to the next level. Decide where you want to take your body and work within your abilities and injuries. Take it slow, take your time, realize you will get there. And if you need help, cosmetics today has come a long way. Focus on the things important to you, but regardless of where you are at this moment, it can be a beautiful place if you allow it to be. Take care of your body. The transition to disability can be difficult both in body and mind. Perhaps the perception of what that really means needs to change. Everyone has specific, unique skills. These characteristics, as we go through life, change. By embracing yourself at all times, regardless of what life throws your way, can make the journey more fulfilling. And this equation, it really is about you taking care of and loving yourself. Do not let labels or others undermine destiny. Societal cues are not always an accurate point of view when looking at a person with disabilities. Everyone wants many of the same things and seeks to create the life desired. Disabled people have to persevere through perceptions developed from a lack of understanding and knowledge. Therefore, identity must come from internal cues developed from a positive fortitude developed from within. Content of character is built upon experiences that help mold and shape one's self-identity. Therefore, it is important to process information in ways that create personalized, healthy growth. What do you see when looking into the mirror after an injury? Is it the pain and suffering experienced from the trauma of a car accident? A loss of self-esteem because no longer able to physically or mentally function as previously done? I would, however, challenge you to take another look, to see the champion who makes a decision to overcome barriers and obstacles, realizing whatever may cross your path, it will take courage and strength to move through it. Yet, the time and effort will transform your life in ways unimaginable. The content of character developed, which transforms thinking and action not only for your life, but will influence now your family and friends, community, and maybe even perhaps the world. Struggles can enhance the quality of life. Few people enjoy them, but when brought into one's path, the decision to take them on by gaining understanding, educating, advocating, staying determined, and not giving up until getting back on track is very rewarding. But how do you handle the rude, derogatory remarks? Where do you place those job rejections and perceptions of being less qualified? The individuals who would rather not be around you because you don't look like them. In my opinion, you place all these negative vibes back where they belong, on the people who actually have the misunderstandings of who you are and what you stand for. There is no reason for you to carry their burdens. If you educate them, great, do so. However, your identity comes from you. It's your internal mirror. Past history and perceptions developed over time shape many life views. However, being injured in a car accident and therefore becoming disabled does not change who you are. It adds experience and wisdom. It can and make you a better person by understanding the road many others have traveled before you and those who have yet to come. Evaluate where you are getting your self-identity from. Is it disability? Many people choose not to let it hold them back, and so can you. Is it treatment by others? There are many people who realize everyone is the same and have different skill sets. These are the great people to associate with because they lift you up and not down. Join them in being that type of person. Fortunately, preconceived notions regarding disability are slowly changing. Self-identity comes from internal cues, yet the injured experience outside influences which require filtering through a personal lens. You are wonderful, I know, because you are listening or watching this video. An open heart and mind can always learn in life and become what it's intended to be. Continue to reach for your goals and dreams. You will make it if you try, or at least end up in a place more wonderful than you could have imagined. Never give up, and know a positive self-identity comes from you. What happens after several denials, delays, or rejections for disability benefits after a car accident from insurance companies or employers? When resources are devastated, leaving most injured discouraged. From my perspective, this is the place many companies who lack integrity want you. Desperate, yes, desperate enough to walk away from the benefits you deserve, or take such a reduction in money that it leaves the injured or sick living in poverty for most of the remaining years. I suspect many people experience this, and it's played out every single day. Our Congress and our state representatives let it go on. Why? Is it the lobbyists hired by insurance companies or employers? How many people have spent their lives struggling with a disability because our representatives have failed them? Realize that rejection is the goal to get you to give up your disability claim. Don't feel ashamed. In my opinion, the injured have been subjected to this kind of behavior for generations. So, from my perspective, those who intimidate and harass their insurers by this time are good at it. On the other hand, most injured people are like minnow fish swimming in a pool of sharks. Your chances of overcoming these odds are slim. What can you do? Adding rejection when someone is already hurting physically, emotionally, financially, in my opinion, creates an enormous amount of unnecessary suffering. Expectations of financial safety and security is thrown right out the window. In some cases, those you'd hope were trustworthy to turn out to be ones that are destined for holding on to the money you thought one day would be available for daily living and protection from any unseen tragedy. But what has happened? Has your expectations for insurance companies or employers held up to personal scrutiny? Fortunately, those with resources are able to protect their interest, in my opinion. And unfortunately, those average Jennas and average Joes may not be able to afford the same option. In fact, from my perspective, many have faced unrelenting harassment and intimidation in order to eliminate their claims. The psychological games played with their minds, in my opinion, could almost rival what soldiers may face on the battlefield. They must make decisions under duress. They must figure out the truth from fiction while still trying to hold on to a life that could quickly be fading. So what happens if and when a preponderance of rejections come from many directions in hopes of discouraging and breaking down those filing disability claims? How will you hold up if this happens to you? From my perspective, it depends on the level of past and current sufferings, how well informed you are on the objectives of this rejection, and current support systems, but most importantly, a determination not to give up on yourself. Make a decision how much you want to fight with those who have made a choice not to pay out on your disability claim. It takes a lot of time and energy for a person who is injured or sick to have to go through those hoops in the middle of trying to be healed. And another thing is, I'm just going to add also, is the fact that it could take 2 to 10 years. That's a lot of someone's life to invest, and that's what they're counting on that you may not want to do. But in my opinion, those organizations that choose this path want to strike while you are at your most incapacitated. Thus, you are at your worst, but they are at their best. And If they keep it up long enough, they can hinder your recovery efforts and use up any additional energy you may have to take them on. But is this true? And what are your options? If you find someone to assist in struggles, make sure they do not work with the companies you are coming up against. And it's a lot of strange bedfellows, people. Just saying, it's kind of wild. It's important to always be your best advocate and to stay abreast on anything related to your well-being, which I'll add is I know it's very difficult when you're not feeling well and you're trying to just survive each and every day. Another option is to take it gradually and to move slowly until health has a chance for improvement. It doesn't have to be all the way better, but just enough so that you can be able to do some things in your behalf. It's a point where the best decisions can be made. This means learning what needs to be done and seeking out those who have taken the same road so you can learn from their mistakes and their victories, because victories are most important, in order to develop your own plan. A rejection does not mean it's over. From my point of view, it means finding the open door. You know what I'm saying? You just have to keep going. You can't be discouraged by other people's behavior. You have to make a decision that this is your life. This is the best thing in my interest. I'm going to be my best advocate, and this is how I'm going to move forward. You know, and additionally, you can decide not to deal with them at all, believe it or not. Yeah, you really can choose that. It's your life. You can make that choice and could just continue on your recovery. Just be determined to do very well in spite of the possible bad faith practices. Regardless of insurance or employer actions or behavior, remember this, it is your life, and you can choose your destiny whether able or disabled. So don't give anyone, I repeat that, don't give anyone rights over you. It's given to you, that life. Live it to your best abilities, and no matter what comes your way, you can't necessarily stop crazy things from happening, because sometimes they just kind of do. So just no matter what rejection is faced, stay positive, go forward. Michelle Obama said something that I thought was really great. She was back talking to students in Chicago this last week, and she said that with all the things that were surrounding her, she focused on herself and the good things and positive and where she wanted to go. And in my opinion, that's a good motto to follow in most situations in life. They're always going to be the, as she called it, the haters, you know, or I call them the harassment and intimidators. But you can't let those types of people, or people who don't do what they know is right and fair, you can't let them stop you. You have to make that decision to say, hey, you know what? I'm moving on. You know, so seek out choices until you find what fits your needs. The most important thing, in my opinion, is not to allow rejection experiences by insurance companies or employers to create a bleak picture in your heart and mind. And that's so important. Remember, your heart and your mind belong to you. They belong to no one else. They're yours. And don't let people put things in there that would be negative and then hurt your dreams, your way of life, your recovery. Do things happen to hurt our hearts and shock our minds? Absolutely, all the time. You do not have to allow your heart or your mind to become bleak. You can make the decision to say, I'm going to go forward. You have options. Life is not futile. Although it may be hard because of insurance or employers' refusal to pay disability benefits in case you become disabled and sick. But from my perspective, in life, one reaps what one sows. You may not see the result of this behavior, but I personally believe it will come. Life is just too short to stop dreaming and reaching for your goals. Use the rejection as a fuel to move forward in life. Okay? Realize this has no reflection, most importantly, on who you are, your value, your abilities. I'm going to repeat that, okay? Because I want you to make sure that you do realize that rejection has no value of who you are or your abilities. That's somebody else making decisions and choices based on their needs and desires. So trust and believe in yourself and what you can do in spite of bad faith practices. Because in my opinion, you're always going to find someone who's going to try to rain on your parade. The only thing I can tell you is to keep an umbrella with you and keep it open if you need to. In this case, it might be a videotape and camera. Rejection, is it going to come? Yes, it is. Do you let it have to stop you from doing the things that you need to do? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You keep your head up, you stay focused, you get healed, and you stay hopeful. Let nobody take your hope. Why is credibility one of the first items under attack? Whether a public office candidate, office politics, or being in a car accident, hitting below the belt is common practice in society today. What can you do about it? How should you react to cyberbullying, harassment, or intimidation? Realize it's your self-confidence that defends your credibility and supports your belief system. You cannot be shaken by bullies when trusting in yourself. Others do not give credibility to you. It is something that begins within each individual, a value system nurtured and matured. You decide what is of value. This is why training children is so important. One cannot decide what others choose to say or believe about you. In fact, there will always be some percentage of haters or intimidators or someone with a set of issues. However, confidence brings a peace of mind and understanding that is not easily shaken. Knowing who you are will hinder the actions of others to force agendas on your psyche, stopping a loss of confidence in yourself and be swayed to their way of thinking. In the movie Trading Places, a line of, quote, "Just be yourself. They can't take that from you," end quote, in my opinion, says a lot about credibility. When staying true to yourself, no matter the challenge or fierce opposition, prevail by choosing to stand on your beliefs. Do not allow demeaning attempts of coercion to generate falsehoods or word bullets to lower your self-esteem. Understand the goal may be to belittle down into the lowest levels possible. But in order to get to this level, or all-time low, you will have to follow them down this path. So the answer is simple. Don't. Mistreatment may come in many forms. The objective may be the same, to force you to give in or give up. Make the decision early that you will persevere through whatever may come your way, that you will hold on to your self-respect and integrity, and that you will do as you have always done, your best, no more and no less. Credibility can only be shaken if you fall prey to preconceived notions of who you are. You alone hold the lever of credibility by your actions towards yourself, others, your community, country, and our world. Your actions are an extension of your beliefs. Do not allow shame-based tactics to determine your actions. Acknowledge who you are, have been, and will be in the future. Do not be vilified by anyone or any company, which from my perspective leaves many individuals lost, confused, and humiliated. Therefore, continue to be the best person you can be by loving and being true to yourself. In my opinion, today's credibility rules and definitions are currently set up to keep those in power in a position to squelch the dreams and hopes of 80% of the people who may be attentive to the injustices in our society. Today, internet provides more avenues for everyday people to learn more and evaluate the credibility of people firsthand in their own words. In this way, many outdated methods of pegging people will no longer be advantageous for a few people. In the last few years, we've seen the media's beliefs regarding individuals be ignored and the people in their communities or country take a totally different stance. Freedom of information is what the internet brings. People will base their decisions on who you are. Really, it's there for most people to easily see. Do not be overcome by harassment, intimidation, cyberbullying. Do not be overcome by harassment, intimidation, cyberbullying, or whatever deviant actions come your way. Your credibility stands, period. Let no mind, money, or other games convince you otherwise. Your credibility is here before, during, and after a car accident. Most people are decent and hardworking, with families who do their best at bringing up their children as responsible adults. Few find perfection along the way, albeit corporations by buying it. You are the same person as before the accident, and your credibility is still intact.
Cyberbullying happens all too often against car accident victims through harassment and intimidation tactics. Unfortunately, many cyberbullies are skilled at this craft. In order to protect yourself, learning is important as a deterrent tool. Bullies may not think they are leaving a trail, but the crumbs are there and someone will be able to track them. Don't be discouraged by it. Realize your focus is on you, not to engage harassers. Staying on track meets daily needs and reduces the impact of the harassment on your life. Remember, the most important person in this equation is you. The online attacks of fake links on search engines, fake user followings on social media sites, and constant tracking and threats means having good security software on your computer is important. Make sure to use the secure section of HTTPS instead of just HTTP for secure connections and ensure you are not being redirected to imitation sites in order to gain passwords and access to your information. Always be your best advocate for self-protection and realize sooner or later they're going to mess up. Be prepared to document it. Imagine spending time researching medical concerns and seeking out new research ideas of today and on the horizon. Then all of a sudden, remarks are made to harass and intimidate through social media, emails, blog posts, calls, text messages on cell phones, on engine searches, attempts to break internet connections, directives to fake sites, just to name a few. Harassment such as this requires an adequate software, antivirus, spyware, maliciousware on your computer, to mention just a few. Retaliation, in my opinion, could be a driving force for this behavior, yet the number of reasons may be many. The interruptions and delays in your day, from my perspective, are meant to disrupt and to render you emotionally impaired. But don't allow them to do that. Realize that those are external forces that come towards you. They can maybe slow you down. They can also maybe allow you not to be able to get something done for a short period of time. But as long as you do not give up, repeat, as long as you do not give up or give in or let them psychologically harm you, because remember, this is not something you're doing to you. This is something they're attempting to do. So you don't have to internalize this as being a part of you whatsoever. This is them. This is their behavior. This is their burden to carry, not yours. Spend time, actually, when you're on the internet trying to go to secure sites, they usually have the HTTPS instead of the HTTP. Try to use the HTTPS as much as possible. Make sure to check your browser settings, because if you'll go out and take a look at those, you might see there's a lot of funny things that are tracking you and cookies that you don't actually want there. And so make sure that you actually spend some time looking at what those settings are. However, do not give up using time on internet. Disabled people many times are at home, and this provides a tool to research, learn, play, or socialize. Therefore, do not let cyberbullying transform your existence into something they want to create. Your time and concerns matter. Regardless of how cyberbullies deal with their own personal or corporate issues, you make the choice to continue on the path you set out for yourself. Realize the more you get on with your life, the more discouraged they will be, because they will be less successful in causing havoc in your life. Perhaps they will consider finding some constructive ways to deal with their issues. Nevertheless, you must be alert at all times, seeking methods to protect not only your privacy, but your overall health from harassment and intimidation. Take a little time each day to learn new ways to spot their illegal, most time, intrusion, and add the security required to circumvent their behavior. Does this take up more of your time and energy that could be diverted on recovery? Absolutely. In my opinion, this is why tougher laws must be placed for both individuals and corporations who act adversely against people via cyberbullying. However, do not spend so much time on them that you are unable to concentrate on you. Because if you do, they win, and they have no power or control over you. So don't give them any. Be courageous and speak out on this issue. Do not be silent about the abuse. It only encourages this terrible behavior. There are strength in numbers, and each day this number is growing. By standing together, we can reduce this behavior, and techies keep looking for new ways to expose them. Edward Snowden has opened our eyes to activities regarding how information is being used. Exposing cyberbullies in the same way brings them out in the open and exposes unprofessional, ill-mannered behavior. Cyberbullying is not acceptable.
How much do you really know about your insurance company? Have you ever had to file an insurance claim? Are you able to follow the process? How do they treat you? Are your benefits received in a timely manner? Do you understand the insurance policy? Do you know if your employer is actually self-insured, meaning they are not only your employer, but your insurance company? How do you identify good faith practice insurance companies versus those with a history of bad faith behaviors? Some employers are also known for not paying out their claims. Every year, many customers search for the best insurance rates in an attempt to keep their rates low. For the opportunity to find insurance companies that are known for their good faith practices of protecting injured or sick policyholders as part of their fiduciary responsibilities. 214 Car Accident Planners are currently available. Make sure to stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. Also, on DVD is Disc Collection Series 1 for watching Estra's TV programs. Stop by estras.blogspot.com for more information. And while there, take the latest survey if you've been in a car accident. They are fast, easy, and will help document the experiences of people injured. Thank you. Thanks for sharing part of your day with me. Remember to like Talking About You with Estra or Blog Tips on Facebook while looking at today's links. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and musicians or names of the songs in the year of 2013, Fabian, Force M, Michael Lee, Brownswood, Ground Sound, Jamendo, DJ Fark, Korakea, Fresh Hops, Alive Forever, Dan, Joshua Warthol, Steerage, Harvey and the Phenomenals, Steve Sifo, Lee Oscar, Letitia, Vita, Every Soul Has a Watcher, Seafoam Green, I Think I, Just As I Am, Blue Mitchell, Dotka, George White, John Bettis, John Lynn, Yuki Komoto, Jamendo, Yamayim, Dani Gao, Undecided Instrumental, DJ Farv, Classical 23, Marcus, Willie Icebound, Instrumental 7-Eleven, Fight for Freedom, Gonzac Music, Michael Carras, Salem Kamal, Mohammed Blair, Virza, and Virzara. Make sure to visit them at my website in 214, Estra's blog. We will feature these artists in support of their music. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can be yourself. Also visit Estra's TV on YouTube under Users Estra's Blog every Wednesday for videos. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your day and enjoy the few days remaining in 2013.